You're listening to SBS News.
Me and my family are very happy to start our journey back to my community in Billow.
It was an emotional Priya Murugappan who spoke at Perth Airport as she and her husband Nadez prepared to fly home to their community of Billawela in central Queensland. With them were their two Australian-born daughters, six-year-old Gupika and Tanika, who on Sunday will turn 5 years old. It'll be the first birthday that she celebrates, having spent 4 years living with her family in a detention centre. And all it took was a change in government to get her there. Interim Home Affairs Minister Jim Chalmers has exercised the special ministerial powers in the Migration Act to allow the family's passage home.
That family must get home to Billawela. To the warm embrace of one of the most wonderful Queensland towns.
After arriving on separate boats a decade ago, fleeing conflict in their own country, the Tamil couple met in the central Queensland town. Nadez found work in the abattoir and both found friends. In 2018, however, the family was put behind bars, flown first from Billawela to Melbourne and then put on a plane back to Sri Lanka. A last-minute injunction turned around that flight, and the family was then sent on to the Christmas Island Detention Centre, which had been reopened especially for them, at a cost to the taxpayer of $27 million. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says that the treatment that the family have endured over the past 4 years should never be repeated.
And here we were, basically taking this mum and dad and their two daughters who were born here in Australia, taking them off to detention in the middle of the night, taking them to Melbourne, then they end up on Christmas Island, then they end up in Perth. We're a better country than that. These two little girls aren't threats to our security.
Right until the end of his term in government, Scott Morrison had warned against any softening towards the Billawela family.
You said that you want to be more empathetic. Will you start by using those powers to allow them to return to Billawela?
If you grant visas to people who have illegally entered Australia, you may as well start writing the prospectus for people smugglers.
You said that you want to be more empathetic.
You know what the most empathetic thing to do is when it comes to border protection? Keep our borders secure.
That sentiment echoed by his replacement as leader of the Liberal Party, former Immigration Minister Peter Dutton.
The people smugglers will be out there marketing this case. They'll look at this case and say to those people they want to put on their boats that, look, if you wait long enough, you'll get into Australia.
For now, though, it's a victory for people power. Home to Billawela activist Angela Frederick has been campaigning for the last 4 years for the family's safe return to the Billawela community. Nearly 600,000 people signed her change.org petition in support of the family, and as a result, more than 53,000 phone calls and emails were made to Australian politicians from the family's supporters all around the country. She's flown to Perth along with another close friend from Billawela, telling the ABC it was important to her that she be able to accompany them on their long-awaited flight home.
This family have had so many traumatic experiences over the last 4 years with travel. And so it is going to be a very emotional day. And yet I do feel it's the start of the healing process. So myself and their good friend Vashini have come to Perth to just be with them, to offer that moral support as we go across.
More than $200,000 has now been raised by Australians around the country to support the Murugappan family, making up for their lost wages during time spent in detention. Tina Quinn, SBS News.